Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, a little bit early. But, Joe, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about,
yep.
had to be shocked watching the Lady Vols lose by the margin they did to Ball State. But in a lot of ways, Vanderbilt was really the first team to really expose, you know, Tennessee's deficiencies on defense. And everybody kind of, after that, took a cue from that. And that became the blueprint on how to beat the Lady Vols. And, you know, I never thought I'd live to see the day where they'd go one and done.
You know, it's interesting because I was watching the end of that game last night when I got back from Lexington. And it made me sort of flash back to the game in Nashville earlier this year because they were very similar in the way that they developed, where Ball State, much like Vanderbilt did, sort of took control of that game in the middle of the second half and just sort of methodically pulled away. And that's pretty much the same thing that Vanderbilt had done. It's a very young Tennessee team. There's no question about it. There's also no question, I think Pat was kind of frustrated with them at times, and she let everybody know that. But, you know, they're only going to get better. But it's amazing how much, when you think about it, never once in the tournament not making the Sweet 16 until last night. That's pretty amazing.
And Pat Summitt would tell you, we know her well enough, she doesn't want any pity parties.
Nope.
And she certainly won't get them. The Vanderbilt women, now 3-0 in the pit in Albuquerque. They roll over Western Carolina, coached by former Lady Vol, Kelly Jolly Harper. But, Joe, the Commodores played suffocating D. They held Western to 28% shooting, and Christina Worth, brilliant as always, with 23 points.
Yep, but you have to like the way they're playing ball right now.
Yep.
You know, the way they have played down the stretch has been solid, has been what a veteran team should do. Christina has really stepped up down the stretch, 23 points in that game, and I think they're very comfortable, obviously, playing in Albuquerque. They've had a lot of success there. They've played well there. They're going to need to play well tonight. Kansas State is a very good team. They're well coached. It's going to be a challenge for sure playing an 8:45 game tonight. But this is a team that's got some pretty high goals and high designs on this tournament. So I would be surprised if they don't at least come out and play well. Now, Kansas State provides a challenge for them. They've got some very talented individual players. But Vanderbilt's done a great job so far in tournament play, and they seem to be playing their best basketball when you want to be.
Yeah, familiar face on the sidelines. Two familiar faces, yep. for Kansas State. Cammy Etheridge, an assistant, and the head coach, Deb Patterson. And I'll tell you what, Vanderbilt will have its hands full. Kansas State has Shalee Lenning, who is a triple-double threat. But as you mentioned, they have really guarded well down the stretch, and you know, a win here gets them into the Sweet 16.
Yep, and that's, you know, that was the goal when they went down there, was to get two more. And the other things I like when you look at the box scores and you look at, you see, obviously Christina had a big game in game one, but you know, Jen Risper pulling 9 rebounds. You know, she plays a post position sometimes at 5'9". It's a fascinating system that Melanie has got going. I think this is really, she's done some outstanding coaching jobs, obviously during her time at Vanderbilt. This may be one of her best. Even though she has had a lot of experience and a lot of talent this year, she has found ways to utilize them that they really have never done before. She's pushed all the right buttons and has them playing very well.
Joe, before we talk about the baseball team, got to mention, and I want to bring Frank in on this, at spring practice, Bobby Johnson and his staff toying with the no-huddle offense. Do you think it also had to do with the fact that they had 100 invited recruits in town? Because, as we know, kids love gadgets, don't they?
I don't think there's any question that those things are somewhat related. it's a very popular thing now to give the kids the right toys to play with. And so the thing I admire is everything is up for evaluation at the end of a year. You know, these guys do not sit back and say, okay, this is what we do, this is how we do it, and this is how we've always done it. And they make modifications in every aspect from year to year. And I think good coaches are really good coaches that can evaluate themselves and change approaches, and these guys aren't afraid to do that.
Frank, you think in a little – Vanderbilt needs offensive skill people. There's no secret there. And you had to figure that the staff did that for a reason, a little bit of a reason.
Maybe, but at the same time – I don't know if that's a very enticing thing. If you're a recruit, I would think that you have to look at just the offense in general. Yeah. Not 2 minute. You know, you got to run 2 minute, but to do it all the time, I don't know if that's that's the best case either. You want a little breather every once in a while.
Anyway, Joe, in that Saturday scrimmage, Jared Funk, a touchdown pass, yep, and a big play on defense by Casey Hayward.
Yep, they spread it all around. Casey ran back an interception 100 yards for the score. I like the way in that offense they rotated all three of the quarterbacks, McKenzie Adams, Larry Smith, Jared Funk, each got opportunities to drive with the so-called first-teamers for the most part. A guy we're hearing a lot about through the course of these scrimmages now is Kennard Reeves. You know, he's starting to show up more and more in the stat sheet at running back. He got an opportunity in the bowl game, took advantage of it. We've watched him all along and knew that he had a powerful running game. If he could just pick up the other nuances necessary at running back, he seems to be doing that now, and I think he's really playing himself into the mix.
As for baseball, you don't want to get swept. Vanderbilt avoided that at Kentucky. Good pitching performance Sunday by Sonny Gray, and a triple play pulled off by the Doors.
The triple play was really interesting because it was one of those soft line drives with bases loaded to the shortstop, and Harris gloved it off of the ground, threw home for the force there. They threw to third for the force there. Base runners thought it was a line drive, didn't go to second, went back to first, and so they threw to second base actually 5 or 6 seconds after they had thrown to third and got eventually ruled the third out there. It was one of those really confusing plays, but it really saved a big inning because Kentucky had a chance to put a lot of runs on the board early. Nick Cristiani settled down at that point. Two runs through six innings, and then you mentioned Sonny Gray comes in and has another stellar three-inning performance to get the save. So, you know, the freshman from Smyrna has two SEC appearances. He's got a win and a save.
Speak to you again tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, guys, thanks.